All right. Hey, everybody. It's been a few days. It's Amy Riccardi. You're watching the Conservative Reality Check show. Obviously, a very patriotic mom's, well, suburban moms, I should say, frank take on what's happening in this crazy world. Super excited to be back today, you guys. Thanks so much for being patient over the last couple of days. I've had a ton of people message me saying, hey, where's your show? Had some personal stuff I had to take care of. What I am going to say is thank you to all of our military and civilian personnel at Walter Reed. You guys are awesome. I get why it's the best of the best in this country. And thank you guys so much for all of the work that you all do under very, very demanding situations sometimes. And I get, especially with COVID, the challenges that are very unique to our medical personnel. So thank you guys for everything you do. And for those of you who are in the military, thank you for your service. I really appreciate it. All right. So that said, I'm going to dive right into this show. Now, I want to focus this right now. So this is now, I've been doing this since I started this actually, I think on, let me scroll back here. My show notes on November 10th, so right before Veterans Day last week. So, for those of you guys who have been following me, thank you guys so much. And for those of you that have been sharing this across platforms, thank you. My goal here is to really create a really nice community of folks who are interested in what's going on. And if you're feeling overwhelmed by what's going on, I hope that I can help. Weed through the noise and just give you what I think is most important. The other thing I want to make sure that you're clear about is that I read and I'm watching a very broad range of things, sources across not only just the US, but even globally. And I have a really crazy and very interesting network of friends from all over. And it's fascinating to me to watch and see what other people are hearing. And because of this, I'm starting to get people with really interesting backgrounds providing me some really interesting information that's not even necessarily mainstream and out there right now. I try to measure, though, all of it. There are some people that are much more going to be much more conservative than I am and really going to take a lot longer before they put stuff out there. But with the speed of how things are happening, I'm trying to balance really solid information from good solid sources with the fact that people need this now. I would like this now. I like this information now. I don't want it in a couple of days because in a couple of days, as you know, this is all going to be old news with the speed at which things are happening. So that I just want to again share with you guys and kind of reestablish that because yeah, I've had people give me some really great feedback on the show, which I totally appreciate, by the way. Thank you. And they've asked me, so where are you getting your information from? And honestly, it's a really wide range of stuff. I'm getting it directly from sources where I can, and where I can't, I'm getting them from very trusted sources. So either people I know, people I have been following for years that have reliably proven that their stuff, their content is accurate. So and when it's not, or when I'm unsure, I'll tell you. Hey, I'm just thinking about this. I'm watching this. I'm not sure about this. I'll tell you. You'll hear me. You'll hear that language. A big part of this for me is being really authentic in what I'm delivering and how I'm delivering it. So if I don't feel like it's truthful or I'm not totally sure about it, you'll know because I'll tell you. I'm super frank like that. And so with that, I want to roll into a couple of things, really interesting things. So this morning I was kind of slow rolling and getting up and getting ready. And I was watching the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax this morning. Fellow Texan, love him. He's really great. And he showed a video this morning, which I feel is probably going to wind up hitting the internet and then probably getting taken down pretty quickly. But I want to share it with you, and I'm going to drop it here in the video. It's 2 minutes. Totally worth watching because it's a bit mind-blowing. So I saw this on the Chris Salcedo show this morning, but the video is from a guy named Soldier Sinclair who has taken a montage of news media messages and put it together in a video that is absolutely astounding. So what I'm going to do here is take literally a quick break. I want to show you this video, and then we're going to come back and talk about it in just a second.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about trouble and trying to get responsible one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy. Okay. Pretty crazy, right? Pretty crazy. This is a, this was actually taken, by the way, that video, that montage was actually created 2 years ago in 2018. So the thing I think that really freaked me out about it is just how widespread news media organizations are getting the talking points, the liberal talking points about alternative media, news media. And this, of course, 2 years ago was right in the throes of President Trump calling the news fake media. So this then, all these messages kind of came out with that. And I think the thing to keep in mind is that they all got the same exact message to the letter, which I think is really crazy. So if you don't think that that process has been refined by the left and continues to evolve to what it is today, then you're crazy, because honestly, this stuff has been going on for a while. I didn't, until I watched that video this morning, it literally gave me chills. I'm like, wow, we are just getting programmed. And these are almost mostly, not at all, but mostly local news channels, which the majority of this country watches. You know, most of us watch our local, well, I don't watch our local news because our local news is just nothing but a hack job, but most people watch just local news. So yeah, kind of interesting, huh? No wonder people have been totally brainwashed. And so it's a pretty crazy, crazy time. So I wanted to share that with you because the news media is just part of this whole entire process. And I would actually suggest that as we're looking at things moving forward, I want to share with you what I predict is going to wind up being the trajectory for the next 2 months. Okay. Some of this is a little unnerving. Some of it is, heck yeah, let's make this happen sooner than later. But let me kind of tell you the layers of things I think that are happening right now. Closest to the surface, the thing that I think is most, obvious to all of us is exactly what I showed you. The news media is in the tank, for the Democrats. They have been for a really long time. That's been really obvious, I think, to everybody at this point in time that's paying attention, right? So what we've got is a whole bunch of what's happening on the surface, what's happening up top right now. I think a really big piece of this is, I don't know, I'm kind of deciding if I want to start at the bottom and work my way up too, because it'll make this stuff make a lot more sense. But stay with me and we'll go big picture down to the details and see how this works. So, okay, at the top level surface of this, we have a bunch of election fraud. I think if you, again, if you're an average American watching news and actually watching alternative views of the news to get a sense of what's really happening right now, you know there is widespread voter fraud going on. So there's kind of two pieces to that. There's voter fraud, which is a little bit easier, I think, to find. You're seeing tons and tons of social media videos, thousands of them by now, that are coming out talking about all the different craziness of messing with ballots, people, dead people voting, boxes of ballots showing up, all kinds of things like that. So you're seeing a lot of vote tampering, canvassing, going to retirement homes and helping them fill out their ballots for Democrats, all that kind of stuff. Like, we're seeing that big band of stuff happening right now. Okay. That's the kind of big picture surface stuff. And people are saying, well, the president's not going to have enough votes to overturn this election. He's not going to need that. This is the stuff to keep the media busy right now while the big stuff is happening, which is election fraud. Okay. That's the software tampering. That's the Dominion, the Seidel, you know, all of those companies that are basically in a very, very manipulated place where they're literally tinkering with votes and ballots. And let me just tell you, this is, again, my prediction, and it's based on a lot of data that's out there right now. One of the big ones I talked about a couple days ago was this raid in Germany on the Seidel servers in Frankfurt, Germany. I have more and more sources over the last several days that are coming out saying not only was it absolutely done, that our military worked with local law enforcement in Germany to get those servers, but that the intelligence community was boxed out of that whole process because I believe they're part of the problem, that they may be part of this whole entire election fraud piece. The reason I say that is because this software, this Dominion scorecard and whatnot software, was actually used by our intelligence community to help rig elections in other countries. And I don't think they want that coming out. So I think that that's the play right now. And I'm not saying anything that's, you know, not already out there in the universe, but I think that's ultimately what we're going to wind up having uncovered pretty soon. It takes a little bit longer to build that case. I believe that case is being built. I believe Sidney Powell has got that one well in hand with a lot of appropriate affidavits and witnesses who are scared to death about coming out and talking about this. But I believe that's what's happening right now, kind of under the surface, right? So we need something to keep ourselves busy, which is the voter fraud piece and the ballot fraud stuff. And then the second layer of that is election fraud, which is much more significant and has to be much more of an airtight case. And I know she's been out on lots of shows talking about it. So again, that's not something that isn't already out there, but I believe that's kind of the next tier of stuff. What's been kind of a little bit deeper down and absolutely locked down and quiet, which I find fascinating, is the whole Durham report. Whatever happened with that? Where is he on that? I find that really fascinating because that report was supposed to come out before the election and it didn't. Then there was a report something a couple of days ago saying, well, Durham's not going to put it out because he's worried about the blowback from the Biden administration. Well, why would you have blowback from the Biden administration? And then other people are saying that the information that he has is airtight. He has airtight indictments ready to go, locked and loaded, and they're going to be huge, right? So I'm hearing all different kinds of things around this right now, and that is a good indicator that I think something is getting ready to break, and they're just trying to create some cover for it so they can get the ducks in a row before they do this. I will also tell you, again, public information, but harder to find, but very, very interesting is I'm watching a gentleman who is very well versed in air traffic and not civilian air traffic, although I'm sure he is with that too, but he particularly watches military air traffic and whatnot. And the numbers in the US in the last week have jumped up five times more than was before the election. So whereas we would have, you know, flights, concurrent flights going on at the same time. We're now well over 1,400 on some days. So it's interesting. Just again, interesting data point. Just kind of see what's going on. Who knows what's happening with all of this, but there's a lot more military air traffic going on, a lot of big training, a lot of protection, a lot of helicopters in and out of a lot of locations. He particularly looks at some interesting locations and has been talking about some air traffic that's been moving back and forth. So I find some of this stuff really interesting. And I think based on a lot of different pieces of information that the Durham Report's going to bust open here, like almost imminently. And when it does, I think that there are some very, very big name people that are going to be indicted. So I say that because when those indictments come out, I think that is when these riots and the looting is going to start back up again. And I think it's going to take some time for the president to be able to publicly build up the case for getting, calling on the Insurrection Act and really tamping down on all the violence that's going to happen. Because you'll notice most of the cities that have boarded up have not taken them down yet. Washington, D.C., as of a couple days ago, still hasn't started taking down the boarding up of buildings. I don't think New York has. I think a lot of other cities that have done their boarding up haven't finished it yet. And I think it's under the guise of the elections haven't been solved. But I think the reality of it is when the indictments from the Durham Report come out, I think they're going to be huge. And I don't think they're going to be able to throttle that back. I don't think they're going to be able to just do kind of low level ones. I think they're going to have to go big. And I think that it's going to create a pretty big storm. Now, I could be wrong. We'll find out. These things are very political. And I would hope that Durham isn't going to fall to that. But there certainly have been cracks put in that foundation to suggest that they might. So it wouldn't, and by the way, and it wouldn't be the first time that we were disappointed in those kind of results. I watched Glenn Beck talk about this a couple days ago, and he was just up in arms about Durham not putting out his report. So again, his sources are probably even better than mine, but the thing about it is I actually believe that that could be just be a little bit of kabuki show by the administration to kind of keep people wondering so that the people that are going to get taken down don't really know exactly what's going to happen. So I don't know. There's about 20 different ways the Durham Report can roll out right now, and maybe it won't even roll out at all. So we'll see. But I have a feeling based on a lot of interesting pieces and data points that not only is it going to, but it's going to in a really big way. And that is where my hope lies, because I'm about justice in this country. And if it doesn't wind up happening, then I think our country's going to find itself in a really dark place really quickly, because then we've got basically two sets of justice, one for the Democrats and one for everybody else. I'm going to say the Democrat elite, and then one for everybody else. And that's going to create all kinds of problems for this country. So that's kind of where I'm at today. And I'm sorry that I have a ton more. I have a huge list of show notes. Honestly, I could sit here all day long and go through this stuff. I mean, there's just all kinds of pieces to this that I think are huge. And I don't even know. Sometimes I get overwhelmed and I'm like, I don't even know where to start with today's show, because I want to just make it simple and straightforward. But, you know, as it is here on November 19th, in the morning of November 19th, this is where we stand. Now, I will tell you, today at noon is a press conference by the president's legal team to talk about updates, and things could wind up breaking on that today, or more information could be given about that today. We'll find out at noon. So that's noon here on November 19th. That will be noon Eastern time. I'm on the East Coast, and it'll be noon Eastern time today that'll happen. And we'll see what they wind up coming up with. It'll be very interesting. I think they're going to have to start ramping up some communication around this too. because I think people are ready for that information and are tired of hearing about all this stuff, but no action being taken. So action's going to start taking place soon. I would also suggest, I thought a lot about the Durham report, like what makes the most logical sense about letting loose that information, right? Because that's going to be a showstopper, game changer, big time thing. Is that going to be a before the Electoral College meets or an after the Electoral College meets thing? And I think a lot of that depends on who the indictments are out for, because I believe it's going to have to happen before then if the indictments are high-level Democrats. And I think it'll come after if it's not. I don't know. That's just kind of what my gut's telling me. We'll see. I don't have any information on that one. Like I told you, I tell you that I don't have information on the timing of any of this stuff, but that's a big thing. The other, you know, the other piece, kind of going back to our original topic about the news media and their scripts that they use to talk about how, you know, all these additional, or all these talking points that they've got, I think is this whole issue of deplatforming. If you haven't heard that phrase before, deplatforming is going to be a huge one. That is when a social media or technology platform literally kicks you off of the platform completely. They don't even just take down your, they take down your account, but you're kicked off of the platform straight out. There are a couple of very conservative organizations who have been completely deplatformed. The Virginia Tea Party was one of those. That happened before the Million MAGA March last week, where they were just literally taken off their platform. Google, Facebook, Twitter, Eventbrite, and I'm sitting here going, what's the other one? One of the other big hosting companies. So all basically have been deplatforming people, which means literally you're getting kicked off the platform, can't do it. And it's happening in egregious numbers for conservatives. So WordPress and MailChimp, by the way, that's the other one, MailChimp and WordPress. So, you know, this whole group. So again, it's Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, PayPal, MailChimp, WordPress, Eventbrite are all deplatforming primarily conservatives because they just don't like our message and don't want us having freedom of speech or discussion around anything. And it's a thing. It's definitely a thing. It's definitely an out there thing. So I'm actually even watching it too. I want to put my podcast up and widely distribute it, but my thought is if I do it, it's probably going to get taken down just because the word conservative is in the title. So that's why I have it on Rumble and MeWe. Where else do I have it? Rumble and MeWe and Parler. Right? I have it on those three because I know at the end of the day, they're not going to get taken down from those three platforms. So, all right, you guys, that's show night for the 19th of November, episode 8. Again, I think there's a lot of interesting things to watch. Tonight is a YouTube live stream for the guy that I watch who's doing the military air watching, which is, again, it's public information. He's not sharing anything that's not public. He also refuses to share the location of Air Force One or Two or any Marine One or any of that kind of stuff for the president. He will not disclose when he looks at these maps where any of those where those folks are, because frankly, it's a security issue and safety issue. So he doesn't do that, but he does talk about just generally kind of, you know, here's the map of the US, here's all of the military air traffic going on right now. These are training bases. These are not military, but are interesting government agencies moving people around to interesting places that we all know about, but don't talk about. It's very fascinating, very fascinating. He can track it down to the airplane and figure out the places where these flights are coming in and out of. So it's fascinating to watch. I find it very, very interesting. You can definitely see kind of where the hotbeds are right now. And I will say that based on what he has to say, There has been a lot of traffic, interesting traffic, coming in and out of what we call black sites in the Caribbean. And so we'll see what winds up happening with all of this. And I do believe that the Durham stuff is going to crack really soon. So anyway, there we go. That's my take on things. And I'm just, you know, patriotic suburban mom with an interesting take on what's, you know, all this crazy in this world. So thank you guys for joining us. You've been listening to Conservative Reality Check. I would love your feedback as always. In MeWe, you can put it down in the comments. Rumble, you can put it down in the comments. Parler, I'm just using to get the word out. I'm not posting this in Facebook at all, but I probably put a link in there to it at some point, just so people know that I've got the show and they can come over and watch it. We have almost 400 people on our page in MeWe now, so I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for that. I'm really loving the platform, by the way, so I hope you are too. It's a great Facebook alternative that's not censored, and saw some really great interviews this weekend with MeWe's CEO about the platform as well, and I'm really comfortable with being on it. So hope you guys have a fantastic day. Please let me know if you have questions, thoughts, curiosities, comments, criticisms. You can put them all down in the MeWe posts or in the Rumble notes, and I'll put my show notes up here as well. I'll also put a link to the media video that I showed you in there so you can kind of get access to that and share that as you want to. Have a fantastic day, you guys. Again, be blessed. See you soon. Oh.